division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Rogue Agents Podcast, brought to you by Media Junkie. If this is your first time listening to the Rogue Agents Podcast, this is a show where we get together to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division II. Each and every Monday, you can find us on your podcast platform of choice. And while you're there, please rate us and share. It helps a ton. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercats06 at PSN. And every week, I'm joined by my fellow agent, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes, on the PlayStation Network as well. And this week, we have our first ever repeat guest agent. No one better than Jason, a.k.a. Deadman24. What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's going on?
I figured I had to throw something in there special for you, Jason, since this is your second time on the show. I mean, it's nice to.
This is my eighth time, but I got nothing.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're a co-host, so you don't get any credit.
And you can also mention that I'm also the host of the Media Junkies other podcast, which is the Gimmick Minute Wrestling podcast that you can catch. Usually bi-weekly on our Gimmick Minute channel on your favorite podcast.
I was going to mention that, but then I figured I'd let you pimp yourself out at the end. But it's cool. It's cool. Just always be pimping.
I appreciate that. I'll plug myself.
Yeah, who doesn't listen to a podcast about guys that wear underwear and rub each other? It's cool.
Wait, you should put that in the description. Man, I didn't know that's what it was about. Well, guys, like I said in the intro, this is about the Division II, and we also discussed the state of the game. And last week, well, actually not last week, because we're recording this on Sunday. So that is last week. What am I talking about? Anyways, the previous Wednesday was the first time that we didn't get an actual state of the game from Massive, and boy, are we bored. Is that the right word to use?
It's bored. Yeah, so. Oh my gosh, I'm so bored. Like, what a boring week.
Yes, and let me clarify. This is the Hype Check segment where we discuss our current feel for the game and the level of hype. And if you can guess, it's dying down, that ember. I feel like right now it was a big, big flame. And then I'm sure everyone has seen this episode of Pokemon. And if you haven't, it's a shame that you haven't. But with Charmander's flame, it's getting really, really small. And Ash was trying to keep that flame alive. That's how I feel right now. I feel like my flame is going out for Division II. And I need Massive to just give me a little bit of wind to get me back, man. It's hard, man. It's hard.
Is that like a Detective Pikachu?
No! The Pokemon animated series, man.
No, I don't. I feel like you're like segueing into an advertisement for Pikachu. And if so, Legendary, give me money.
Yes, this are also. They're I was going to say our first ever sponsor, podcast, Detective Pikachu, catch it in theaters. I don't know when, sometime this Thursday, maybe. Yeah. How you feeling, Jason? I mean, it's been a few weeks since we've had you on the game on the podcast. So how are you? Like, where's your level? Has it waned? Has it increased somehow?
Yeah. I would honestly say up until this week, it was still pretty strong. And then you guys hadn't really played at all. You know, we were playing a little bit of Apex. So I jumped on by myself just to try to do a few things. And I'll get into a little bit more when we talk about the main mission. But I'd say I was surely disappointed by some of the stuff that I found out. There was some new things that I learned because I played with somebody that I'd never played with before. So I kind of learned a couple of cool things. And like he showed me how to get this, you know, rare gun. It wasn't an exotic, but it was like a gun that you can't normally get other than going to this one vendor a certain way. And so I learned a few little tips and tricks throughout there. But outside of that, though, like I was playing the last 2 days by myself, and man, I was in the dark zone and did not get anything out of it. And I'm just sitting here like, what the hell am I even doing? So yeah, I'd say my hype's a little low. I'm probably about a 4 out of 10.
That's
right
about
now.
I would say I'm about the same. I'm halfway. Yeah. I can never get too low on the division, but like just playing the game like a few hours here and there, I still love it and I still love the loop and everything's still amazing. It's just that the will to play, the purpose really is dissipating.
Well, it seems like there really hasn't been any update or any changes, and that's what constantly brings us back is when they tweak the game, like, oh, we gotta go play that, we gotta go check that out, or we gotta work on our loot, or they're doing this. And with everything, because the update or the state of the game was pushed back a week, and it's just been a week of nothing, almost 2 weeks of nothing. So
yeah, really,
I'm gonna be a 5 out of 10 with you guys. I'm kind of jumping the gun there, but I can pick up the game whenever I want and have fun playing with you guys, but I don't really have a desire to do it right now. I'd rather play something else until they update it.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, with that said, I guess this is kind of interesting to just move along to like the aging clock, but I mean, I think it was like out or 129. I probably maybe played like 3 hours over like the past week. Curious to see where you're at, Jason, if you know. And Wes, I'm assuming you're probably right around the same as you were last week as well.
Same as last week. I haven't moved at all.
That clock has stopped momentarily. What about?
I mean, mine's gone up a little bit just because I have played a little bit on my own. So my gear score, I'm stuck at 505. I can't get anywhere past that. My dark zone score is 36. So that's where my dark zone rank is at now. And then I played for 3 days, 17 hours and 47 minutes.
I think that's where most people are at. I've always debated on like starting over with a new character. I just thought, man, that's a lot of work. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
But I guess let's face the elephant directly. Let's talk about main mission. We've already kind of like gave our thoughts a little bit of where we're feeling at far as the game wise. And I just wanted to pose this question to you guys and for everyone listening as well. This may be me going to 100 right away, but is the honeymoon over? Like, we were in love with this game. Like, there was every single night I just wanted to play as much as I possibly could. I only thought about this game, and I'm starting to wonder if the honeymoon is over. What do you guys think? Let's just get into it. Let's have a discussion.
Yeah, I would say the honeymoon is over because, you know, it's like when you get into that first relationship, you get it. It's new. It's interesting. You're having a good time with it. And each day is something different, right? You're going to eat here, going to do this, or you're doing this, seeing a movie, doing different things. And then after 2 months, you're like, oh, I need to get a new girl, right? That's what this is like. It's like there's nothing new. You know, we've experienced everything. Every single piece of loot I get, I just automatically mark it to destroy because I know it's not going to be better than what I have. They need to update the game. And that's the one thing that I've talked about from the beginning of this podcast is Massive's done an amazing job in constantly updating this game. But, hey, they took a week off. Good for them. I took a week off because of it because, you know, you have to update it.
Yeah.
But you know, the second they do update it, though, you're going to be right back on it and playing it just as much as you were. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go back through that hot and heavy phase again. So it's a bit of a cooling off period. So, I mean, I guess if you look at it in stages of a honeymoon, a honeymoon is a short period of time, right? So, I mean, you're only gone for a week or 2 weeks, and it's like a time that it's just you and that significant other, and you're going hot and heavy during that entire time. So, yeah, eventually that's going to happen. I'm just, you know, I mean, it's going to have to end because you eventually go back to the real world and there's other things that are going to get in the way. But then there's always a little something that kind of reignites that spark, and then you're good to go for a while. So I think we're just kind of waiting for that spark to be reignited. So I think as soon as they put out a significant update, then we're all going to be playing it, you know, just as nonstop as we were when it first came out. Maybe not for as long a period of time, but it's still going to get, we're still going to get right back in.
Again, like I guess this analogy works like pretty good. At first I was just kind of like being, you know, sensational about it. Like, is the honeymoon over? Are we done with Division? But it really does make perfect sense because we've gotten like hours and hours and hours into the game. We consume so much. And I just feel like right now, it's not so much that I'm done with the game. I just lost the purpose to play the game. Because we have, like Wes, you said it for the past couple weeks now, you pick up, you know, loot, and it's just not even really worth it at this point. Like, it's just everything's trash at this point right now, because you don't want to invest into like a build or change anything about your current build, because Title 3 is coming and that's going to change talents and restructure stat rolls and stuff. So it really is almost pointless, which is so crazy to say. But I mean, other than just the enjoyment of like shooting shit and watching stuff blow up, but it does feel quite pointless. And that's scary, because I really hope I'm fearful for the thought that we're putting all of this hope in the Title 3, and this is more so supposed to be like a patch. Is it going to bring a lot of new content? I don't know. Are we going to still be in the same rut? I really hope not.
I mean, there were a lot of changes that they announced that I was really excited about. You know, the sponginess, I'm excited for that to go away. And they're going to change the recalibration station, and the loot does change. So I am interested in it. And all your loot that you recalibrated goes back to 500. So now I have a purpose again.
Yes, that's true. The update is giving us a purpose. And if you guys missed like last week, we had an amazing guest on. Sorry, Jason. He moved the podcast up a few levels for sure with his insight on the Title Update 3, Mason, aka Phoenix Gaming. But he did go over a lot of stuff, and I felt like listening to that, just that show alone, just doing the show, did get me like juiced up like the night before Division. But I didn't say I let the juice go. I just said I got juiced up. But
it's amazing that you juiced up.
I mean, hey, at the beginning of the show, he told him he's in a relationship now, so hey, he knows. But yeah, I mean, I just, the changes that are coming are exciting. I just have that fear. Like, I don't want to like get too excited, because I'm worried that like I'm going to be let down. And that's the last thing I want from them. I don't want Massive to put in all this work, all these hours, to come out with something that changes the game, and then I'm disappointed because it doesn't have things that I like came up with in my head that should be in the game, you know?
Yeah. They came up in your head like, oh man, I really wish they would add a bikini one.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying though? Like, there's features and stuff that we would love to be brought into the game, and there's some issues that we have. I mean, I believe, Jason, you said you wanted to discuss some specific issues that you're running into.
Yeah. There's a couple of different things. Like I said, when I was playing on my own, I went into I happened to like turn the game on, and where I loaded in, I was like in one of the dark zone, you know, waiting area rooms or whatever. And I happened to notice it was an occupied dark zone. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to see what happens. Right. So I went in there, and I pretty much owned the occupied dark zone. Like, I went through and cleared landmark after landmark. I found gearbox after gearbox. The entire time I was in there, I only got one piece of gear that was a gear score higher than what I had. Like, as I think it was like a pair of knee pads or something like that, because my knee pads right now are only 495. So I found a pair that was like 500, but it severely took away my my skill. So I just kind of left it. But anyway, and then I kept hearing that the contaminated loot was supposed to be better. Well, I only found two pieces of contaminated loot the entire time. One of them was a pistol, and then the other one was like one of those attachments for a skill that I don't even use. So it was like, and they were even lower gear score than the ones that I already had. Like, what am I doing in here, right? So I completely went through an occupied dark zone, and I never even ran into another agent the entire time I was there. It was just basically me by myself going through, clearing out these landmarks, and I got dick for it. And I was just like, what? I just wasted like an hour and a half of my night just doing absolutely nothing, because it got me nowhere further in the game than where I was right now. So I guess I got frustrated by that. So I just kind of was like, that's what kind of killed my hype a little bit.
No, I mean, that's a great point. Like, initially when the game like came out, like the Occupy Dark Zones were supposed to be significantly better loot, but I think that was the case before we were in like WT5. So now that we're in this higher world tier, all the loot's just going to drop basically at 500. So we're not getting anything, which, see, that could be something that's good for you, because once the title update comes out, that's going to address a lot of those issues. So the Dark Zone's going to get the...
We're getting raids, aren't we?
No. Well, I don't know for sure now, because that was supposed to be... That was all delayed. So, I mean, I guess under my assumption, and this is how I've had it in my head, is that since all of that was delayed, I think they're really focusing on getting the title update out, play testing that, and then releasing it, and then the raids may come later. So if I was to guess, I would imagine the raids won't be probably until the end of the month, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
No, miss. Yeah, I mean, but the update will sustain us, and then the raids will come out, and it'll be, you know what I mean? Like, it'll still give us a reason to play. You know, one thing I found out, though, that I, you know, like I said, the one time I was helping some people out with a mission, and then this other guy joined on and found out that I had a microphone. He had a microphone. So we were talking a little bit, and then we were talking about the hunters. Well, he hadn't gotten a couple of them, so I went and helped him get those. And then he went with me back to where I had that one that wouldn't respawn for me, because I always had that one mask that I didn't get yet. And we went in there and we got those guys to respawn, and I was able to get that mask that I hadn't got yet. So that was kind of cool that I was able to finally get that. And then the other thing was, you know how we always complain about our special gun not having ammo? So all you have to do is go back to the White House and switch it, and then switch it back. And then you have really? A full clip. I didn't know that. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that either. And he happened to mention that. He's like, I need more shots on my sniper rifle. Let's go back to the White House. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, oh yeah, if you go to the White House and you just switch to one of the other classes and then you switch back, you have full ammo. I was like, oh, well that's good to know now. Awesome.
So every time we come back. You just go straight there, switch it, and then we're good to go for the night. That's sweet.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the other thing you showed me was, I don't know if you guys have found this yet or not, but there's a particular like bounty person that you go to. And when you go to that person to get the bounty, it unlocks this like secret vendor, like on the top. I want to say it's like the top left-hand corner of the map. It's by the West Dark Zone. That you can go to, and there's like a special gun that you can only buy from that vendor. It's kind of like an AUG. It's almost like a kind of like a souped up AUG, but you can get it from there. And he showed me that, and I went and did that. So
you had me an AUG.
Yeah. Was it? Is it like a girl vendor?
The vendor is a girl. Yeah, she's like in the basement of this building, but you have to go to this get the bounty from this guy first before it shows up, and it's only on the map for like a short period of time. Once after you unlock go there.
It, is it there persistent, or like you have to do it each time?
No, I think you have to do it each time to open up that.
Sounds cool.
So I don't know if I remember off the top of my head where the person that you get the bounty from is from. It was like. I know it was underneath like an over like there it was underneath something like there was like a I don't know if it was like a bridge or like some sort of archway. He was kind of like in the shadows, kind of tucked away under there, but you go get a bounty from him, and then when you pop open the map, you'll see the vendor show up in that little corner.
I'd like to give that a shot.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, so I mean little things. Yeah,
that's the thing that I love the most about like the Division 2 and like the original Division as well. But like, there's so many like small little things that we kept running across that I feel like at this point, I mean, sure we like consume the game probably like not the normal way, but come on, like most people play the Division 2, they put a ton of hours into it like right off the back. But like, I miss those like random moments that we had of like, oh. Look at this. Oh, look, I got a spray paint for my gun or a new pair of pants. Like, it just seems that is shrinking. And that's the things that I'm worried about. Maybe Title 3 won't actually help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want. I wanted to add more surprising missions, like in the mission when you're playing the main game and you come across the first hunter. Like that random mission popped up on the map. We had no idea what it was, and that was amazing. They could do short, tiny missions like that that has surprising outcomes. I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't know how like how hard that would be for them to structure that into the game currently, or would that involve like I mean it could even be an idea of like when they're or like the next major like content drop, which makes me think I kind of want to look that up right now. But we had like the three like DLC drops this year.
Yeah, the first one guys... spring, so that should be coming up soon.
Okay, okay, that's what I was like looking towards. Like, when is the next one coming? If that was like later in the fall or if it's spring, so that's pretty good to know.
And I may get some hate from this. And if people hate this, then go ahead and tweet at Media Junkie, but mention Jamar while you do it. But I hope. I hope to God it's not a survival thing, because I fucking hate survival.
Well, I think we talked about this before on the previous show, and since we don't have much else to talk about, might as well discuss it again. But I like the idea of survival. If they could change it to more of a modern spin to it, and I know people are tired of Battle Royale, but again, I feel like it would be awesome
they are.
To have a survival mode. I mean, everyone
no
just...
No one's tired of Battle Royale. I mean, Apex
the main, listen, huge. It's the vocal minority is, like, tired of okay. every game
Three
having a Battle Royale.
People on Reddit are upset with it.
Well, I mean, look, Randy Pitchford came out. He was talking about Borderlands, yeah. and he's like, no Battle Royale. We're absolutely not. And, you know, like, it's kind of, like, fun to make fun of it. But I would love an idea of, like, dropping – sort of like how the Dark Zone is. It's, like, have 12 people drop into this small part of the map. No one has any of their current build. And you just start getting, like, armor, pistols, guns. And then it all accumulates to, like, getting off of this island or whatever that you want it to be. And you all have to meet at this helicopter. And it's just a cool way. It's basically survival, but without, like, the eating and heating thing. That, to me, was what killed survival for me.
What you could do is almost like a prequel to The Division. It's a prequel to when, like, the virus outbreaks. And instead of, like, a storm coming in, it's a virus slowly coming in to, like, capture people. And, like, people have lost their fucking mind. So they're finding armor, they're finding guns, and they're like, you know, looting and getting crazy.
Yeah, that's like that would be a cool idea.
There's like an evac survival, you know, at the very end, like the
right, last right. That would be sweet, but instead, like, don't do like, oh, I need to eat. Oh, I'm too cold. Oh, like, you know, just don't do that.
Massive, call me up. I'll help you out.
Yeah, the benefit of this one, the fact that it's not in the winter, I don't know if they would do that. Sure. Getting cold, like the first Division took place in November, so you're in the middle of winter, and you know that's I think that kind of led into the freezing temperatures and stuff like that. So hopefully with this one,
here we go.
You
it's
won't
DC,
have to worry about
so
that because it's
DC,
not
so you're
the
just
same
be like, oh,
time.
I got mugged again. There goes all my stuff.
No, it'll just be like, oh, it's too warm, so you have to cool off. So there's going to be air conditioned units all across the map that you have to get near.
Let me find a little fan that plugs into my phone because it's too warm.
That would be it right there.
70s is too warm.
I think you need to. I think they also like being that it's in DC too. I'm really disappointed that you can't like pick up like any like political clothing or like fake Oakleys or like any of the
all
things
the fake,
that they sell
the
on the street
stuff.
Vendors and stuff like that. There.
That's funny.
Yeah. pick up like a fake Louis Vuitton shirt or something like that.
I think the clothing blows in this game. Like most of the stuff is awful. Like all the glasses. All of them look stupid.
Well, yeah. Do you think, and this is kind of like a tangent, this isn't really so much about the honeymoon being over, but why not? But do you think that it has something to do with like the in-game purchasing for like additional clothing? That like the base clothing that you is available is one, very limited, and then two, pretty shitty. Like, I feel like that has something to do with it.
Pretty shitty. Well, the good thing is
they want you to buy
the only company to give you the option of like actually obtaining it through like the loot crates, which is cool. But I think the percentage of them actually dropping is so like rare, the point where you have to buy them.
Yeah, which like you said, that is kind of like a great thing. Is if I want this specific jacket, I'll buy this jacket. If I want this specific gun skin, I'll buy that. Versus like, you know, a game such as the name of Apex, that's just like, hey, buy a bunch of boxes and see what happens.
Oh, Apex is a bad ripoff. We can start a podcast on that game alone. Oh, he purchased this character skin for $21.
Get out of town. What I was gonna say too, this kind of goes back to like the lack of purpose or like the lack of content, but I do feel like Massive kind of let us down a little bit. I guess they did do like the apparel event, which did like hold us over for a little while, but in reality I will have to agree, like, I mean, this is just one man's opinion, but I don't want to dress up like any of the outcasts or like other members. Like, I don't want to be like dressed like the rival gangs that I'm taking down. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I wish they would have dropped out like even more stuff to purchase. Like, sometimes spending extra money into a game gets you a little bit more invested into it, making you want to play it more. So even if it would have been just like new clothing that like were cool that I could buy, I feel like that would keep me,
yeah,
keep my ember burning, you know.
They could, if they just keep releasing events. The problem with the last event, like, it was awesome. It was fun. I like events like that because it gives me something to do. It gives me a goal to get somewhere. Is it was stuff that you've already seen? Because it was just on the NPCs, you know?
Yeah. That was just a weird choice. I mean, again, great that they have the apparel event and they set, like, the precedent that there's going to be more, which is awesome. But at the same time, that was, like, not a great choice for the beginning.
I think what would help keep me in the game is if they did something kind of like how what Fortnite does, right? What Fortnite will do is each week there'll be weekly challenges to do, and Division has them, but the things that you get are garbage. So I don't do them.
That's what I was gonna say. The projects, my God, like that system was so promising when we started, and then as like again, we've done like a lot of the main story projects, but these ones that they give us on the week to week, even when they're working, when it's not. The type of loot, like, you want me to break down a high-end chess piece to get back like a purple blueprint or something just random. It's like, why? It's just weird.
Yeah, it's, it really and is it's weird. Like, oh, get 2,000 XP, which doesn't even matter anymore, and get a blue gun. I'm like, what? I don't even want that.
It's true. It's really true. It's slightly disappointing, but. Again, we just got to go back. Title update 3, they're supposed to be working on like the projects and fixing certain things like that as far as the reward for the project specifically. So, you know, hopefully that helps.
If they do that, then that's great. I mean, that will actually give me a purpose to get on weekly and play.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like the idea of like giving me it. It's not that they don't have the systems, I guess is what we're getting at. They have all the systems and everything to get us to come back to the game every week. It's just what they're doing with the systems right now, why that update is brewing. It's just not there, man.
Yeah, they're just not in play yet. And not we're not done effectively.
Yeah. Well, I guess mainly I just wanted to talk about if the honeymoon was over. You guys got any other cool things you want to talk about too? We haven't had you on, Jason. What's up?
Just at the next episode of the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast on Wednesday. So, you know, make sure any listeners stay tuned for that. Actually, I want to give a quick thank you to the show that posted on your guys' channel. Actually did pretty well. How many plays did it end up finishing with?
100% no right now, but I could actually pull that up in just 2 seconds. One, Mississippi.
I know it was like in the last time I saw it was in the 60s before I
It's at a really good number right now if you're 14.
69.
Hell yeah. Listeners that listen to it on the Rogue Agents channel, make sure you come over to the Gimmick Minute channel, which you can also find if you search Media Junkies on your favorite podcast app. So come on over, take a listen. We have one episode posted in there now, And this week we're going to talk about Money in the Bank and all the matches that are going to be leading up to it, just to kind of get people caught up. So it's a good podcast. Like if you kind of like don't get a chance to watch wrestling through, you know, throughout the every week to like kind of get caught up before like the pay-per-views and the big shows, because we kind of talk about the whole build up and all that stuff leading up to them. And then we'll have an episode that we'll post the week after, kind of talking about what happened and then start looking forward.
So wait,
to
you
what's
guys were talking about
next.
Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Money in the Bank's
Why
gonna be the next
pay
per view.
A little scrappy.
because they named a pay per view after it.
I will say, I mean, what else are you gonna be doing? You're gonna like farm for some more material, you know? Like, come on, go ahead and just want to listen to Gimmick Minute, I guess, right? I can't say it. Gimmick Minute. All right, we've reached the. We've reached the limit of Gimmick Mini podcast. At this point, now you have to start paying us.
I'm a part of the.
Hey, we got to get money somehow. We got to get money somehow.
So, and the last thing I just want to say is we do have a Twitter account too. So the Twitter account though is kind of weird because I tried to make it at the Media Junkie Pod.mj. But apparently that was too long for Twitter, so they shortened it to at the gimmick MINU and the number one. So if you want to tweet at us and follow us on Twitter, you can do it there.
Someone at Twitter was like, "What the fuck? No, you're getting this."
Exactly.
Well, I mean, since you're pimping out everything, I mean, we can't like really talk much more. I'm really, 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 really hoping that the state of the game sheds some light. So we have something to discuss in more depth on next podcast. But they do have it scheduled for May 8th, I believe. If not, someone told me the false information on the internet, which wouldn't be the first time. But
damn, you read it.
No, so we have the state of the game on the 8th. And I'm really, like I said, I'm really hoping that they shed some light on the update, when it's coming out, when raids are coming, you know, giving us a lot more information. And that would be fun. And if you guys do not watch it, come to join us on Monday, because we'll have a deep analysis, or as deep as we can get analysis, hey, of the show. And if but with that said, I guess it's a great time now than ever to just go ahead and close it out and do the outro, the fun stuff you already know. So each and every week we mention that we are very, very appreciative of having you guys listen and rate our show. That's amazing. And again, we do this for fun and we're also like simpletons. So I appreciate you guys' feedback and love on that. But we do have other things, like Jason has mentioned a bunch of times, like the Gimmick Minute podcast, as well as our YouTube channel, youtube.com/MediaJunkie. Go ahead and like our videos, subscribe. Actually, I've been, now that my move is finally sort of complete, I think I'm going to do a review on this new controller that I have. And if you guys are interested, it's going to be the Astro C40. So stay tuned for that coming within the next week. But then other than that, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Media Junkie Vids, and that's Vids with an S. And then again, follow us on Twitch and see when we're streaming at Media Junkie Vids with an S as well. So twitch.tv/Media Junkie Vids. And then lastly, you guys have been doing a great job. Rate the podcast. It helps us get to the number one under Rogue Agents, as well as get us somewhere rated in the gaming section, which I have no clue who we are, probably very low, but it doesn't matter because we're growing. And also just share the show with other people that are interested in the division. If you have friends that you play with, and if you guys are interested on getting on the show and pimping out your stuff and having a good time, definitely hit us up on Twitter, because we'd love to have you and get some different insight. We can't have Jason on for a third week talking about Gimmick Minute. I'm joking, Jason. We love you. We love you.
Ouch.
But yeah, we just like to get different insight. We obviously play on PlayStation. We had Mason on, who was a PC player. And a few weeks before, we had a great guest on who was an Xbox player as well. So we like to get different perspectives of how you play the game. Maybe the honeymoon isn't over for you, and you'd like to share your opinions on why it isn't. And we would love to have you on the show. So again, Media Junkie Vids on Twitter. Hit us up and let us know. Direct message if you can. Other than that, guys, you have anything else to mention? Did I miss something?
Yeah, I like to shout out, you know, different locations that listen to our podcast. You know, we've done Belgium, we've talked about Australia. I want to say, what's up, UK? A lot of listeners in the UK, which is pretty awesome.
UK. I was gonna do a British accent, but I think we should probably just end the podcast. All right, Jason, one last time. You already know because you've been on the show before. You know how to end it. Wes acts surprised every time, but he knows how to end this show. Each and every week, we go out with our patent pending slogan, our hashtag that has been trending zero times. Hashtag, let's go rogue.
Let's go rogue.
That's a good show, guys.